Well, good morning. This is the Talk of the Town. Guest, of course, is Mr. Vasudeva Nanyakara, an iconic politician, if ever there was one. Very good morning to you, sir.
Same to you.
Now then, Mr. Vasu, following your appearance on Newsline Live and so on, we thought we'd ask you, what are the immediate relief measures that your government has in place or will be putting in place to relieve the hardship of the people in these difficult times?
Yeah, well, measures that need to be taken will not be immediate in the sense that it would be implemented in the course of the next 2-3 years.
Okay.
One is providing drinking water to all people in the country. Is one way of relieving people of the want of water, which is a major hardship.
Okay.
Then, secondly, I think of the education for the children, which has been extended in recent times by way of higher education, and higher education through vocational training and bringing about new generation of skilled individuals who will be competent to develop the country in different ways where we need such skills. Or they could find employment outside the country with the skills they have acquired.
Right. May I ask, Mr. Vasu?
Yes.
What about, you know, this perennial problem of higher education? We have between 330 and 360,000 students who enter the education field all the way down there. And then by the time you come to university level, say so many years later, at the moment we've only got around 30,000 spaces. So what steps are you all taking, concrete steps, to increase the number of students who can actually go to university?
This is what I wanted to explain.
Yes.
That vocational training or skills development among the young people who want a tertiary education or what you call a higher education beyond their secondary level will be provided with number of institutions, some of which are already started, in order to develop their skills. And they should be able to find employment easily because they won't be without qualified certificates. Now we have developed this NVQ, and there are several institutions which give them the NVQ certificate, which is equivalent even to the degree when it comes to NVQ 7,
right,
which will give them the status of a post-university student who will have the opportunity of accessing the job market.
Right, I see. And you say that all these things, will you be able to accomplish this within the next, say, 3 years?
Well, it is now in the process of being accomplished.
Right.
We should be able to reach the peak by the end of the next 4 years by setting up a large number of such institutions which will help the students in order to become skilled in one or the many other branches from different types of technology, including information technology.
Right.
And along with it, there will be the development of their skills in English, which is a very important thing, particularly with information technology, when they can be on their own in searching for employment or other incomes through browsing the internet to find out how they can provide their services.
And this 4 years will sort of coincide with the end of the current parliamentary term then?
Yes.
And if you do deliver on all of this, I suppose there'll be no impediment to you being re-elected.
Yes, though that is not our motive.
Right.
It would be the result of this program.
Excellent. Well, you know, from a people-centric point of view, that's good news. Mr. Vasudeva Nanyakara, thank you very much for the time that you always spend on our
network. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for us.